Good morning or good afternoon, depending where you're listening in the world. I'm Kara O'Connor, and welcome to The Kara O'Connor Show. This is a talk show where I share with you the wisdom and insight that I received through my intuitive vision, higher self, multidimensional self, whatever you want to call it, all different words for the same thing. My show focuses on self-empowerment and reclaiming your divine heritage. I'm here for you during these times of accelerated change on the planet to offer guidance and inspiration so we all can get through this evolutionary jump that is literally written in our DNA a little bit easier. This is what I love to do, and I welcome you to join me because this is a call-in show, and you could ask any kind of question that you want. And I do encourage you to keep it specific, stick with one question, and also what we want to do, especially I'm changing the format around. I do many shows where people ask where their boyfriend's coming in or where their girlfriend's coming in, and what I watch in their energy field, and this is where I'm going to talk about the first 15 minutes of the show, the format, the first, you know, 10 to 15. I'll give a tip of the day, and then we go and open up the phone lines. So you got me for a couple minutes, and then we're going to open up those phone lines. And so I want to give you the number that you can call to get ready. It's 1-800-930-2819. Again, 1-800-930-2819. And going back to what I was saying before, many times I can watch in people's energy fields where they're asking about a job, a relationship, a boyfriend, a move. And what I see in the energy field, what it shows me is first I could go right into the third chakra, and then the body starts talking about low self-esteem. And the person wants to hear about the boyfriend, the job, and the result. But what your body is showing you, and I'm just the map reader here, if what you are being encouraged to work on or what your body, think of it as a grand magnet. We're constantly downloading ourselves with information. We're constantly radiating out information. And so when you design a question or a thought, your body starts reacting to it. And so we can contract our energy and get really staticky. Just think of thinking about something that's upsetting to you. You can feel yourself get all shaky, or then change your thought pattern and think about something that feels really great. And what your energy would look like is much more radiant. It'd be less static there. It wouldn't have that static. It'd be much more like a radiating ball, have a lot more symmetry. And so we're constantly getting bombarded with information, receiving information, receiving light, and also receiving fear too. So the more we are able to recognize ourselves as energetic beings, that everything is energy, and that means everything, including tables, including rugs, including chairs, all of everything in our 3D world is made up of energy. Actually, wherever we go, it's all made of energy. So the more you recognize and see yourself as an energetic being and that you have patterns, and so when I'm looking at the roadmap within your body, consciously or unconsciously, you're putting thoughts and creating this map in your body. So if you want to have the relationship or the job or make a major change in your third chakra, pops out in the left side of your third chakra, I see you as a little child, and that you're holding on to a security blanket and you're all shaky, that's your body letting you know, and I'm just like the reporter saying that to get to the relationship, to get to the job, to get to the career, that you might want to work on this aspect of yourself. And of course, we have free will, and so you could take it or leave it, but what your body is letting you know, saying, hey, you know what? This third chakra, which is connected to self-esteem, self-worth, see the subconscious, is saying that if you look at this issue, if you have the courage and take the time, because we all came down here to have our themes, and nobody would have a free pass of saying that life is going to be very easy. It's the more we start looking at things as energetic patterns, and that there is a roadmap, and that the more we start paying attention to how we're directing our energy, it does get easier, but it doesn't give us a guaranteed stamp that we're not going to have any issues for the rest of our life. That's why we all came down here. And so going back to the third chakra, so if you, again, are having blocks in your life or things don't seem to flow, all the answers truly are within, and we are consciously or unconsciously putting our energy into those thoughts, those old programs. And so the best thing we want to do is start paying attention to those programs that we are programmed with. And by the time, a lot of times if you notice in the readings, I will talk about somebody when they're anywhere between the age of 1.5 to 2 years old. Sometimes I pick up and the reading brings me right into in utero, but up to 5 years old. And why those age groups? Because by the time we're 5 years old, we are hardwired by, programmed by our parents. Our literally, our life depends on them feeding us, clothing us, our survival. It depends on those that are old, around us. And so we also, not only do we adopt their, we start adopting their thoughts, their belief systems, and their programs, and that's called generational patterns. And so we're here to look at the generational patterns that are getting handed down. We have our thoughts about, we might think they're our own thoughts about money, about job, career, relationships, but when you start looking in somebody's energy field, that our own thoughts are actually very much clouded by, again, our parents, our grandparents, society. It's amazing to watch. But the more you clear off and start to recognize, wait a minute, is this my thought? Is this my belief? Or if, let's say, that you had a limiting belief system that in lack, let's say, of money, and that the world is it's a scary place to be, the more you start recognizing that I want to change this program, I have identified it, I have a belief system in lack, and so that's why I have experience in lack in my life. That's when you're literally putting your attention and intention into those the energy, then you start changing it. Instantly, our energy patterns follow our thoughts and our direction. So when you're conscious about it and you consciously start going to those limiting belief systems, the more you start changing it. It's all of a sudden, it's like imagine a light going into this block and it's all black and it has all squiggly lines over it. And then as soon as you put that light, meaning your awareness, your intention and attention in it, then all of a sudden the squiggly lines of static start disappearing. Then all of a sudden it starts like having like a heartbeat or a pulse way in it. And then all of a sudden it looks like all this black cement starts falling off. And so what's happening is that your core belief system is starting to deprogram itself. You're starting to defrag yourself with those programs that are how we're directing our life force. And then we start getting to what we believe. And so in what we're thinking, and what does this resonate with me? Does it resonate with me to think of the family pattern of money as the root of all evil? And then if we decide, you know what, that's not something that resonates with me at all. Money is an equal exchange of energy, and so that's my new program. Then we have an opportunity to make great change, because you're really weeding out those programs that we have. And again, we're all influenced by those programs, by our parents, by our, it's called tribal energy. We all belong to a tribe. We have the tribe of the United States. We have the tribe of our where we belong, as far as even the East Coast, West Coast, or our towns, our communities. Then we have the tribe of, again, our family. So we are profoundly affected by that. But again, when you start stepping back and remind yourself, first of all, that you are a part of Creator, a part of Source, a piece of the God force, then you start being able to merge that. And so a lot of times when I look at people's energy fields, they've heard that before, they've heard that they're an angel having a human experience, but they hold it as a helium balloon way up in their energy field, meaning that they understand the concept, but they're not bringing it down into their energy field. They're not embracing that. And that's the process that we go through, and that's where I always talk about the process of mastery. It's a practice, it's a process, and it's a remembering. It's a state of being. And so may we take this day, may we take this week, and really start looking at our old limiting patterns, our belief systems, and get excited about this. This is the discovering a part of yourself. It's discovering how you're directing your energy consciously or unconsciously, and then you start releasing the blocks, and you start flowing more, and then you start noticing synchronistic things in your life more. You have much more flow in your life. You feel even more energized because you're getting the toxicities out of your energy field. The life force that's around, the prana, is pure energy, it's pure health, it's pure love. And so the more we can get rid of, again, feeding ourselves with toxicity and toxic energy, the more we can start noticing the difference that this is toxic information or this is toxic energy. And so I'm not choosing to take in and digest and ingest that toxic information anymore or energy. I'm taking and directing my life toward taking in God force or prana or life force or that universal energy that is, again, pure. It's pure bliss, it's pure love, it's pure I am that I am energy, and you really will start noticing a difference within your energy field in all aspects of your life. You start feeling stronger, you start feeling clearer. All those aspects of your life where you feel blocks, all of a sudden you start feeling shifts and seeing shifts within them. And so you can see what your roadmap is by your life. And so if there's blocks and corners of your life that are blocked, then you could be empowered yourself by taking a look at it and seeing what is my core belief systems in this corner of my life as far as money, relationship, and then you could really get to know the chakra system. It's really important as an energy being to get to know that we store in the different chakras. They have different themes, and then it's a roadmap. It's literally a roadmap. So I might have been born where I could see where the have the roadmaps are in people's energy fields, but we all have that potential. We all are feeding it. We all have that ability. It's just being able to connect to it and start paying attention to it. So I encourage you to. We have a class coming up. It's called the Multidimensional Class, and we will go over such things, and that is on March 21st. And we started the mentorship class Sunday, and that was I'm really excited about that because this is a six-month class that we meet telephonically every 6 weeks, and you have homework. We go over different ideas. We are working together to change the programming. So you can still join that, and all the information is on the website, carrieo'connor.com. And that also includes different radio shows because we have all different radio shows almost every day of the week. We have World Puja. We have Constant Contact Radio, all different times of the day. And so it really meets everybody's needs, daytime, nighttime, evening. So all of that information is, again, at the website, carrieo'connor.com. And after we take this break, we'll be going to your questions. And I will give you that phone number again. It's 1-800-930-2819. Again, 1-800-930-2819.
So how many times have you said, I need to quit smoking? And how many times have you tried to quit smoking only to fail? How many times a day are you smoking and wishing you weren't? This is Cheryl Manchester from Positive Changes Hypnosis, where we help you to become smoke-free for life. Take on the habits of a non-smoker, not an ex-smoker. Our clients tell us they simply lose the desire for the cigarette, become stress-free and relaxed, lose or maintain weight at the same time, and effortlessly take back control. Andy Castle quit his 15-year smoking habit and has been smoke-free for over a year. Jane Penrod quit smoking after smoking 3 packs a day for 50 years. Yes, it works. Make a lasting change in your life. Call Positive Changes in Bellevue at 888-311-7157 to schedule a free consultation. That number again is 888-311-7157.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Unlock your divine power and become the true master of your life with visionary clairvoyant Carrie O'Connor every Monday at 10 a.m. on The Dr. Pat Show. Using her extraordinary connection with spirit, Carrie can energetically view your true inner blueprint and guide you to your soul's highest purpose. Explore your personal connection to your authentic self and let your spirit soar as it was truly meant to. That's The Carrie O'Connor Show, Mondays at 10 a.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern on The Dr. Pat Show.
When was the last time you were flabbergasted? Well, I was the first time I cleaned with this cloth named E-Cloth. E-Cloth claims perfect cleaning with just water on all hard surfaces and no chemicals. I started with my windows, then stovetop, and then the refrigerator. I was totally flabbergasted on how well E-Cloth cleaned everything. And I did it without exposing my family to potential health-harmful chemical cleaners. Also with E-Cloth, there's no paper towels, chemicals to buy, so you'll save money. And they're guaranteed to thoroughly clean for years. As a Dr. Pat Show listener, you'll get 20% off everything you order and free shipping. Go to eCloth.com, and when checking out, enter Dr. Pat. That's eCloth.com, 20% off everything, free shipping. You'll never go back to cleaning any other way.
Welcome back to the Carrie O'Connor Show, and I'm Carrie O'Connor. Our phone lines are open, and our number here is 1-800-930-2819. And Benny, why don't we go to those lines?
All right, we'll do. Let's take Susan. She's calling in from Seattle. She's feeling a certain shift going on. She wants to know what's up with it. So, Susan, welcome to the Carrie O'Connor Show.
Thanks. Hi, Carrie.
Hi, how are you, Susan?
Hi. I'm actually good. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Thank you very much.
Good.
So
yeah.
What's going on with the, describe the shift to me.
I feel I'm just changing just everything, how I viewed my life, basically.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
And really just focusing on, really what is the true path,
uh-huh.
you know.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Okay. When I look in the energy field, Susan, I'm seeing right off to the right side, so that's where I read the male side, our male energy. We're all male and female energy. But also it's where I read the coming up stuff, the future stuff, and or the now and coming up and, you know, the upcoming future. And I'm seeing this, whenever I see Archangel Gabrielle, and I see her as a female, so all angels are androgynous, but they can lead with an energy. And she's a significant symbol of mine because that means communication. And when I'm looking at the core of your energy, just think of right down your spine. I'm watching infinity eights, and they're getting smaller and smaller, meaning increasing communication between the left side and the right side of the body. And think of the more we have communication, the more our life starts flowing. And then you do start going through that period of really starting to do what I was talking about in the beginning of the show. Start really weeding out what's your thoughts, what's the limiting thoughts. And so I'm watching this balloon that's on the right side that goes off 2 feet right into the mental bodies, the emotional mental bodies, and it goes right off your sixth chakra, and it's going right over your seventh chakra. So that's important. I'm not surprised you're going through that major thing, because the sixth chakra, again, is our perception, intuition, how we view life, our perception, and the seventh chakra is our connection to our higher self, our God source. And so and what I'm watching, this energy clearing out the mental emotional bodies, that's exactly what we want to do, because our mental and our emotional bodies block us from the our God force. We get into emotional things, and we get into the mental things, we get into the mental gerbil rides. And so especially pay attention to the number 333, because I keep on seeing Gabrielle giving it to her. She's giving it to you, and that's a sign that the angels, your guides, and family members around you, keeping you, encouraging you to keep up the good work. And also, I'm watching master numbers, 10-10, 11-11, 12-12. And again, you see those on a clock. Take a minute, Susan, to just a lot of times if I very randomly look at the clock and I'll see a 10-10, 11-11, 12-12, I'll take a breath, I'll drop into my body, I'll check in with myself, and just take that 1 minute that from the clock goes from 10-10 to 10-11, just checking in with myself and just making sure I'm being really in my body, being really, really present. And it's amazing, just those little things that we can do, the fine-tuning that we can do, that absolutely accelerates our growth. And so, and not only are you feeling the shifts within, but I'm seeing this big wave of what I call the love washes. And so that's the energy of the shifts that are happening right now. So these love washes, or some people call it the dry rain, is think of increasing in frequency and on the earth. And so it's affecting all of the earth's inhabitants. And so how people are feeling it, some people are feeling they're like closing down and resisting it because they feel it means change, and change is scary to them. And then, but when you bridge over and remind, that's the infinity eights of communication, when you remind yourself that the one thing that's constant is change, being a part of Creator and a piece of Creator, Creator constantly changes. And so the one absolute is change. And so I'm watching you again over the next 3 days, the next 3 weeks, into the next 3 months, of going to this period of really pulling out the roots. It's like going in a garden and getting to the root of issues. And when we get to the root of our core issues, that's when our life absolutely, it cannot not change, because you're literally changing, getting blocks off your field. You're starting to repattern your program. So everything starts accelerating, including your energy signature. I compare it to, as an analogy, to the wattage of a light bulb, going from 100 watts to 1,000 watts to 100,000 watts. The higher the frequency, the more things it happened faster, synchronistic things happen faster, and also karma happens fast. It's like instant karma, and we could tell how aligned we are by how fast, when we put something out there, how fast things come in. So think of, Susan, that this is a great time for you. I'm also seeing you, it's interesting, I'm watching you at the head of a ship. It's like the Helen of Troy ship, and I'm seeing your face on the head of it. And think of that ship or that boat represents you being able to ride through the emotions of people in and around you, and even the shifts of the earth that is happening right now, but that ship has stability, so you don't, in the past you could have, because you're very empathic, got pulled in, especially with the emotions of other people. And I'm even talking about, we can walk by somebody in a grocery store, not have any communication with somebody, in that we're constantly talking to each other, and if that person feels shaky and staticky, all of a sudden we can feel off. And so what's the amazing part is, as we are, our evolution is placed right now, is obviously accelerating, that we are becoming much more sensitive. And so that's why now more than ever it's so important to recognize ourselves as energetic beings, ground ourselves, clear our energy field. It's like not taking a shower, brushing your teeth for your whole life. And so that would be disgusting to most people. And so we really want to embrace an energy maintenance program into our life, because it really helps accelerate. So think of that, you set it up, and what I'm seeing happening is that over the last 3 years, you've been working on this. This even goes back to when you were 3 years old. And so what you're starting to see in the 3D world, the physical world, which is a dentist, the results of all the work that you've been doing for the last 3 years, last 3 months. And so that's going to, again, continue. And especially I see the next 3 months as far as really whenever I see a symbol of a car with a gas accelerator, that's one of my symbols of things really accelerating. And Fionn, you like being in the driver's seat, and you're having the, you know, your hands on that wheel, meaning that we all come in with our ego, our wounded child in the driver's seat. That's part of the human experience here. Our job is to get the wounded child, our shadow self, out of the driver's seat, put it in the back seat, and start working with essence in the driver's seat. And that's what you're doing. That's the shift. You're putting your essence in the driver's seat versus the wounded child. And when we do that, we feel major, major shifts in our life. We feel lighter. We start seeing things different. We don't get involved in the dramas and the traumas, because we know that they're just part of the human experience. So it's like we are able to be in body, be in this world and not of it. So keep up the good work. Again, you're going to see the 333s, and I'm seeing the intuition blowing faster up too, because your whole core, it's like the midline of the brain. Whenever I see it, it's like having no split. That's my symbol of increased information. I would even, if you're not already doing a dream journal or a journal as far as with your experiences, I would encourage you to get one if it resonates with you, and do it, because when we're doing in a fast download period, which is exactly what you're doing, a lot of times we have such amazing experiences we forget about it. I'm just rating it to just remind yourself of your own growth, and also of information that you're getting, because when you're in a download mode, you're getting a lot of information from your higher self, your higher angels and guides, and that's going to make your life a lot easier. So we could do this process with grace and ease or kick and screaming, and you're obviously saying, I'd prefer to do this with grace and ease. And then when we have those experiences that could be shaky, you have the tools to be able to turn it around faster. The game is how fast we can get ourselves back into alignment when we get off of the alignment. And also remember to make it fun and light, because a lot of times life can be just so too hard on ourselves and just too rough. So enjoy the ride. Good job.
Yes, your little talk earlier was definitely made total sense to me. After exactly what I've been going through here the last month or so.
Well, that must have been part of the collective consciousness met for you, because I flipped it 2 seconds before I went on air to that conversation. That's why sometimes I was stumbling a little bit, because I was going to take a total different view, and then I heard my guide say, nope, you're going this way. So that's very cool, because that was obviously for you and many people, but it was exactly what, for confirmation for what you needed here. And that's, again, when life starts getting really fun, because synchronistic things start happening, we get those bits of information from out into the universe, because the universe is constantly talking to us, but most of us walk around in an energetic fog that we don't get the messages. The more we clean up and put like spiritual Windex throughout our energy field, the more we start picking up the constant information. And then take what resonates with us, throw out what doesn't, and we're stepping into our empowerment, our part of the I am that I am present. We are eternal. We are immortal. We are pieces of source, God, creator. And now more than ever, there's a grand collective awakening of seeing an urgent emergence of stepping into that part. Of course, we are it's free will, so there's no pushing. But I'm just seeing that this feels like it's like a finally kind of period too. Like I can symbolically come out of the closet. So, of course, it's going to make you continue to feel, if it's light for you, it's right for you. Have that be your motto. And then that means only for Susan. If it feels light for you, then it's right for you. And to go right down into your heart, ask yourself any question, down from mundane, should I go to a movie, down from major decisions, and get into your feelings. And that's your own, all the keys are within ourselves. And so we really start to tap into the divine information that flows within you. Good job.
Okay, that's exactly, that's kind of what I was thinking. That was my own feelings as well.
Okay, very good. So you just need a little confirmation. Very good. Good for you. Keep up the good work.
Thank you, Carrie.
Yeah, bye-bye.
All right, Carrie, that leaves another line open here at the Carrie O'Connor Show, of course. 1-800-930-2819. 1-800-930-2819. And I know, Carrie, we got about a minute and a half before the break. How about some information for our listeners?
Absolutely. Going back to a perfect call as far as having Susan as the first caller, because, again, what we're going through right now, as the Earth is accelerating her energy, which she absolutely is, she is in the process of going up to that next level, and she is going whether we like it or not. And so it's a good thing. We're getting lighter. Enlightenment is an invitation for all of us to step into that lighter energy. But we got to be the ones that push the elevator button door. Nobody's going to do it for us. And all of us know this deep down our subconscious or unconscious or maybe even consciously. And so that's where taking the accountability and responsibility of how you direct your energy. So, again, recognizing yourself as an energetic being. And I always use the analogy of the shower. If you did not take a shower for your whole life, or just imagine cleansing your energy. So do whatever resonates with you as far as clearing your energy field, acting like literally the shower when you do your daily shower, that it's the water from God's source coming through and clearing off any old programs, any negative experiences, traumatic experiences in all directions of space and time. It could be as simple as that. You work with the energies, and you'll absolutely notice it throughout your life. And again, we offer different classes to help support you too. And you can see that all on the website. We'll be back right after this short break.
Did you know Greek oat yogurt fat content actually helps you lose weight? Not only does this healthy fat contribute to curbing sugar cravings, also, the probiotic bacteria in Greek oat yogurt has an effect on how fats are metabolized and absorbed by the body. So don't forget to pack a Greek oat yogurt for a snack today. For more information, visit GreekOatsYogurt.com and AnnaLuke.com.
How come you're so happy?
Because I know I'm lucky.
I'm never lucky.
Well, you can be. Whatever you tell yourself, you become. That's why I drink Aqua Mantra.
Aqua Mantra?
Yeah, it's a delicious spring water that has a mantra on the bottle. I just think I am lucky when I drink it, and lucky things have been happening for me.
What are you talking about?
Seriously, I went on this camping trip with my friends and was pretty bummed about losing my job. My friend gave me a bottle of this I Am Lucky water. I focused on saying I am lucky with every sip, and when I got home, I got a call about a job opening that was perfect for me. Sounds crazy, but it totally works.
So where can I get some?
I buy it online at aquamantra.com/I am lucky. Join their newsletter, and you'll get 10% off.
So I'm lucky already?
Yeah. The coolest part is Aqua Mantra is the first company to put their water in biodegradable and recyclable bottles. Lucky for me and the planet.
Lucky for me we had this conversation.
You don't need luck. You create it. Check out aquamantra.com/I am lucky to generate your luck today.
Have you ever wanted more for yourself or your family? Are you prepared to take your life to the next level? Have you ever had that feeling or heard that little voice telling you that you can be so much more? Let Empowerment Psychic Linda Dickinson help you to embrace your own power. Visit Linda at InMyFuture.com or call 800-206-9096 for your private session and start living your life to the max. Be sure to listen to Linda Dickinson on The Dr. Pat Show and call in to connect with your guides.
Are you sick and tired of feeling sick and tired? Do you have excess weight you can't seem to lose? Have you been living at less than your optimal health? Your body gives you powerful information on how you've been living in your mind. Dr. Kell specializes in revealing the underlying mental and emotional causes of disease and works with you to ignite your inner healer, create continuous positive change, and heal your body. Ready to uncover the roadblocks to your health and healing? Visit our website at AskDrKell.com. That's AskDrKell.com.
Do your emotions stop you from experiencing lasting prosperity and joy? Learn to rise above your emotional ceiling with expert guidance from certified life coach Sharon Roy. Sharon's techniques have helped clients worldwide to succeed happily, and now she wants to share this gift with you. For a limited time, Sharon is offering a free 45-minute emotional breakthrough session that could change your life. Call 401-588-1799. That's 401-588-1799. Or visit succeedhappily.com to claim your free session. That's succeedhappily.com.
Welcome back to the Kara O'Connor Show, and I'm Kara O'Connor, and we are open phone lines, and we're taking your phone calls. And so, Benny, why don't we go to the phone lines?
Yes, and that number, if you need to give us a call, is 1-800-930-2819. And Nancy has done that. She's calling in from Sumner. She seems to have a new love interest. She was going to maybe see if it's going to go in a little further, and maybe insight from you, Carrie. So, Nancy, welcome to the Kara O'Connor Show.
Hello.
Hello. Hi, Nancy. How are you?
I'm doing all right, thanks. And how about you?
I'm doing very well, thank you.
I'm glad.
So you got love is in the air, eh?
Well, it's been in the air for quite a while. We talk on the phone a lot, and we purely delight and enjoy one another. I don't know. He's older. He's never been married. He knows how I feel, and I don't know if he's ever going to be able to, I don't know how to put it, perhaps figure out
what
a real relationship. I'm sorry, what?
What do you want to do when he grows up?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Kind of, yes.
That's what I just heard in the energy field. I wasn't being a wise guy. Because our biological age is just, you know, 3D. Just for us to do to time, but what I'm watching in your energy field, Nancy, is that you're showing me on your right finger, so that's where I see relationships, a ring. And so in Exodus, I see a vesica Pisces, and so that's a good sign. So there's a part of you that you're looking for what I call the divine complement relationship. So that's where we complement each other. It's not a sense of you complete me. And so because you complete me means that we're not whole, that we need another half to make a whole. And so as I'm seeing you, and especially now through March through May, think of March, April, May, the more you hold that information within your own energy fields, meaning that it goes way beyond physical words, Nancy. What you're doing is I'm seeing your thymus is where I see the high love, where that complement relationship is. It's opening up, and it's, again, doing that vesica Pisces sign. So that goes way beyond anybody's programs, anybody's fears, because I see his biggest thing in the past is a fear of, even I start losing my voice when I tap into his energy, a past thing, and even a past life hangover, and there's definitely a strong message that he heard from his father as far as he shows me that commitment, marriage, that kind of deal is a trap. It's like I'm seeing you have a ring that has, again, vesica Pisces, so that's where we go in the table and we compliment and we have our own energetic autonomy. We don't merge with each other, but we compliment each other. He's getting rid of programs where it has to do with he showed me a hook and chain or just an ankle bracelet that you'd have on like a sleeve. And so he definitely heard messages, consciously or unconsciously, that he could be chained down, ball and chain, that kind of energy. Or even when people joke around during, you know, bachelor things and they say, oh, now your life is over, all of those kind of things. And so there's a part of him that I'm seeing in the right side of his body that has that past programming. And then, but what I'm watching over the next couple of months, especially the M's, March through April, or even just say April through August, that as you are really, because I'm watching you also not only with that ring, but I'm also seeing that you're showing me, whenever I see a clock appearing on somebody's wrist, it's that means that time has come down to 3D world of saying, you know what, this is what I want in the relationship, and I want it to go up to the next level, and that the clock means that I am asking you to take it up to the next level, and that there is a time thing, not saying that it's actually saying that I am worthy of a relationship, and if you can't step up to here, I'm not going to be doing this for the next 10 to 12 years. And so, and that, because this is what your heart's desires are. And so, and that's a good thing, Nancy, because what you're doing energetically is I'm saying to him, you know, come up here and up to that next level of the relationship, and that and check it out. And I'm watching him try to go up, and then it's like he shows me that the stairs are so slippery and that he can't do it. And it's nothing to do with you. And so it's trying to not take something that feels very personal, and it's not personal. It's part of his, again, past programs that he came in with that he shows me that that taking that step is like a step ladder that has all this, like, grease on it. But again, going into the April through August, he has a huge opportunity to start dissecting, weeding out those kind of beliefs in his system, those past programs that has him into the sense of ball and chain, strangulation, that kind of deal. And the biggest thing that you can do is I'm seeing talking to him again energetically, meaning leading by energetic example, you showing him that you have your own energetic autonomy, that you're not working to looking to fill yourself up with his energy, that you don't want him, he's not there to make you feel complete. The more he sees that, the more it speaks like to his essence, and then he's able to say, wait a minute, that she's, you're showing him as an example of how to step up to that plate, that this is a sense of where relationships give us experiences for us to be more of ourselves and to discover more of ourselves. And so, again, think of April through August, that just because I'm seeing the slippery thing right now does not mean that that has to stay slippery. And April through August is the part where I see him looking down, working on it, and looking up. And so when it gets into August, you'll be seeing, and that's loose, because if somebody starts changing and starts wiping off that off, it could be you'll start noticing the changes. So the bottom line is that you're think of, you put the time thing on that there is a limit as far as him coming up, because, again, I'm watching this other relationship that's starting to bud, meaning that the universe is hearing that you want that kind of relationship. And so if he's not able to step into it, what you're doing is preparing yourself for another person to come in. But that's not the reason why you're doing it. What you're doing, it what you want to concentrate on is becoming more complete within yourself and asking him to go in there. I'm definitely seeing that this is a real karmic relationship too, as far as that you are absolutely meant to be and meet him to help him open up his heart more and release all these, like, I see all these artifacts like daggers and all these things in his heart. So again, that's past thing, that love hurts, that love stabs, that love kills, that love, you know, all of those kind of things. And so, but I'm also seeing him open up his heart chakra and releasing those. So that's, again, another good sign. So pay attention, again, from now until August, and noticing the shift within him. But the biggest thing that you want to pay attention within yourself of, if you feel yourself bending down, think of like you bending down to pick up something off the floor, that means that you're turning down your light force for another individual, and we don't want to do that for anybody. That we want to remind ourselves that we're all God's source, that we're all infinite pieces of God in source. And so we start turning down our energy light, that means that we are compromising ourselves for the sake of another individual. So that means we believe in lack, scarcity, and that we are not abundant God pieces. And so that's what he came in to give you. You're opening up his heart. He's opening up to help you fill yourself in and know that you are complete, and that a competent relationship is what you're looking for. And that's what the information you've given out to the universe, and that's what you'll be receiving. Okay.
Yes, you've said an awful lot very quickly.
Yeah, no, that's why I'm glad we taped it, huh? You could re-listen to it on the records. Bottom line, Nancy, is that you're up, think of it as the fifth elevator. Third elevator is all about separation, 3D, our old stories. We come in here to step out of our stories. He's on elevator 4.5 over the next couple of months. We are going to be seeing whether he could go up to the fifth elevator or not. The time you're saying there is a time component, meaning that I love myself so much that I'm not going to be in a holding pattern for the next 10 years, 5 years, whatever years. And so, and it's not a threat. It's all about what you want to be living and experience in life. And actually, I'm seeing this clock is an agreement that you've both made on a conscious or unconscious level. And so, and that's where you're saying, you know, you're through language of coming up to this fifth level means that we are stepping here and taking the relationship up to the next level. He shows me that he's slippery with that, meaning that his old patterns are making him afraid of it, and it has nothing to do with you. It has to do with his old programs, his old patterns. And so the best thing you can be doing is keep on what, reminding yourself of what you want in a relationship, and of also who you are, as far as that you're looking for a compliment relationship, meaning that people compliment each other, they don't complete each other, and that this is, we're here to experience love, to feel love in all of its different aspects, and that's what you are desiring to have for your next experience, and that's where you're not going to hover or stop at a holding period. We all can do this. Many people do it. I see it them in this doorway of stepping up to the next level, and they stay in that doorway, and then they feel the pressure of the doorway. It's like the walls start caving in, and they feel uncomfortable, and then they feel shaky, and that's part of their own energy field of saying, hey, you're in a birthing process. You're here to get out of the doorway. That doorway is an archway to a new place, a new experience, because we're here to have a physical form, to have experiences here, and to feel experiences, and so, and not to stay in the hovering doorways. But if that's just somebody's choice, then that's also part of their free will and their choice. And so it's not taking it personally, and that's where I'm seeing that this is being amplified. So again, think of bottom line from now till August, that you'll see whether he can go up to that fifth elevator. And again, no judgment, no reaction, no, it's not judging him, not making a right or wrong thing, a patty caking kind of story thing. It just goes back down to some people can stay in their stories, and that then it goes back to you. Do you want to stay in that story of separation? And then it's your choice, right? And so I'm seeing that this is a great time for you guys, even though it might not feel it at times.
So should I continue talking to him about it? I don't want to overdo it, but I don't want to.
You know what? Sometimes, Nancy, and this is a really good point for everybody, we're talking constantly, and think of the 3D talking, the physical talking, is sometimes blah, blah, blah. Action speaks better than words, meaning our energy body does tons of talking. So talk to him energetically, because I am seeing the talking physically is you want to show him by example. You want to show him energetically. You want to show him that you're in your own energetic circle, that you're not asking him to merge circles with him, because that's what he, consciously or unconsciously, he does not want that, because that goes back to his history of ball and chain and all this other stuff. So you're leading by energetic example. So you could talk to his higher self, or just, again, be the example by showing yourself as love, and you're reminding him that he's love too, and that will help him free and say, hey, you know what, this next level feels like it's something good. I don't have to be afraid of it. Okay?
All right.
All righty.
Okay.
All right, we're going to another break, and I'll be with you to the top of the hour. You listen to the Kara Connor Show.
Bella Spark Productions presents the second speaker event in the Extraordinary People Lecture Series. Spend an evening with Bishop Carlton Pearson, one of the most articulate, dynamic, and controversial spiritual leaders of our time, the heir apparent to a new way of thinking. In this inspiring lecture, Carlton will share his story of his own conversation with God, a conversation that has changed his beliefs and his message. Bishop Pearson had an epiphany that changed his way of thinking and preaching from one of hell and damnation to one of love and inclusion, with the same passion, energy, and gift for communication that made him a fiery lecturer. His message will lift you up and inspire. Join Bishop Carlton Pearson in Seattle Friday, March 26th at 7 p.m., followed by Robert Holden, the Happiness Guru, on April 30th, and Shirley MacLaine on June 13th. Visit BellaSpark.com for information and registration. That's BellaSpark.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? Would you like relief from acute or chronic health issues? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? Would you like relief from allergy, weight, and digestive issues? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural technique. Whether you seek relief from health issues or desire to live at your optimum health and vitality, contact reflex analysis is a profound method which detects imbalances at a subclinical level, restoring health issues before they arise while increasing vitality and longevity. Discover CRA.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Every day we're moving toward wellness or away from wellness. I'd like to be your partner in achieving your optimal health and well-being. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Are you tired of just surviving? Would you like to learn how to thrive? Make 2010 the start of a whole new you. Take charge by enrolling in your own personal boot camp offered by Sharon Roy of Raising Grace Coaching. In just 28 days, you will learn how to rise above your emotions and follow your heart to a life of peace, joy, and purpose. You will tap the power of your own imagination and higher wisdom to create emotional breakthrough strategies that work for you. Start thriving today. Visit RaisingGrace.com or call 401-588-1799.
Remember, for our dogs and cats to live long and happy lives, just like people, they are what they eat. Wellness carefully selects wholesome ingredients to create food you can trust to provide the foundation of your pet's well-being. True wellness means every ingredient has a purpose in every recipe they make. You can trust the quality of all ingredients in wellness from their source to your pet's bowl. Visit wellnesspetfood.com to find a pet specialty retailer near you. Wellness natural food for pets. This is where true wellness begins.
Welcome back to the Kara O'Connor Show, and I'm Kara O'Connor, and I'll be with you to the top of the hour. And Benny, why don't we go back to those phone lines?
All right, we'll do. Let's take Vicky. She's calling in from Minneapolis, Minnesota, and she's kind of had a rough last year. It's been kind of unraveling for her. She wants to tie up some loose ends, make it all stop, and also help control some anxiety issues. So let's see if we can help her out. Vicky, welcome to the Kara O'Connor Show.
Thank you so much. I feel privileged to be able to talk with you.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome. Like I said, the last year of my life, everything has just unraveled. I lost a job. I was divorced. I lost a very dear family member, and I'm finding myself just sitting here in a lump of glob. I'm extremely lonely. I'm bored. At my age, I don't have many single friends to do things with, and I just need a push somewhere. I need to know what to work on to get out of this.
Okay. All right. A lot of times it gets like we're at that part of almost like when an alcoholic hits bottom and the only way that to go is up. And so
right.
That's what I'm watching you doing. Especially what you're talking about is a lot of second chakra stuff, money, finances, relationships, one-on-one relationships, those kind of deals. And so I'm seeing your second chakra looking at this. Interesting. It looks like a bread box, and my grandmother used to have one, and they are like older, but it's interesting that your body's even showing me the word bread box. And so I definitely see that over on the left side of the energy field. So what does that mean? And that means to me, whenever I see something old fashioned, that means old patterns. Left side is the mom side, connection to the female, receiving energy. But I'm also seeing this grandmother coming in and opening up this they used to store to keep your bread fresh, and I'm seeing her opening it up, and you're getting out the moldy bread and then putting in like fresh baked bread, which smells really good, and it's delicious, and I'm seeing all this great big warm butter on it. So what does that mean? That means that right now is a time that you're clearing out the things from the past and rebuilding your second chakra, because I'm watching this energy, and it feels, when something looks like a loose water balloon to me, that means emotion, grief, excessive cellular post-traumatic stress in it. And so it's like literally, Vicky, thinking of a fire, a candle going in the center of that chakra. It's right underneath the belly button, and putting the fire, the passion. Visualize a candle radiating and clearing out or spinning it and getting out the excessive water, because we can have an excessive water, and that means it's going to the emotional body, and then we feel like the blob, you know what I mean? So, and actually the blob is a perfect description, because part of what the energy chakra wants to say, show me, is that it feels like the blob, but when I turn you sideways, I'm watching your energy. In the center, it's like this little candle that's looking like it wants to have more flame, or think of a fire that needs more wood. And so think of, how do we get the fire? We put the fire in by literally visualizing the fire within us and literally welcoming a fire into our element, into our energy and environment, meaning even candles around is helping you feng shui, bringing in the fire element, which brings you back to passion, literally lights the fire within your life. And I'm seeing this period right now, and it's starting from the J's, from January to June, July, as a part of, as you light that fire, and I'm hearing that Jimmy the Door song, Come On Baby, Light My Fire. So this is all about, again, clearing out foundational energies, especially second chakra stuff that has you feel, again, that passion, and really clearing out. It's not only about the last year, Vicky. This goes back to when you're 2 years old, and clearing out cellular post-traumatic stress that has to do with betrayal and guilt. And so, and especially old patterns. So think of that. This is a great time for you to take, and it's like rebirthing yourself, and the child that you're rebirthing doesn't have the old patterns. And so, and I just saw this. A friend of mine told me that there's a website called Spiritual Singles, and it's not only for finding other people, but you also could find friends and all that. And people told her about it for years, a couple years, and then she finally went on it, and she said it was really great, and she wasn't looking for. She never went on a dating service thing before, but it's not only for people finding partners, but it's also very good for finding friends and stuff. I saw that in your energy field, so that might be something you want to check out to see if that resonates with you. And because I see all these little balls of light people around you that are within a very easy distance, but it's like, how do you connect with them? So, again, checking to see that period, because I even know that she said that it does by location, you know what I mean? So it says people within your location within 10 miles, 50 miles, 20 miles, whatever. And so you might, again, want to check that out, especially when I saw that word in your energy field. And other things like that you find synchronistically that resonate with you, like a free gathering of a drum circle or anything like that that is welcoming the divine feminine. Even think of belly dancing. All of that is bringing in the divine feminine, lighting the passion, lighting the fire, and even if you have to get a tape on YouTube and do it in your own home. And so all of those things are free, and they're you're bringing in the healing to that second chakra. And I do see that you're in a short period, again, even over the next 2 days, next 2 weeks, next 2 hours, the more you're able to put that passion, that fire in. I'm seeing you looking over your shoulder, and that's my symbol of that the past 2 years seems like it's a long time, way ago. So that's like separating from the cellular post-traumatic stress, getting some breathing room, the space between the notes for you to do some profound healing. And as soon as you start rolling with it, it's like you're plugged back into life force, and it really has you accelerate. So that's what I'm watching you do. And so again, bring in the fire element, even look on the internet, feng shui, how else you can bring the fire back into your environment, because the excess of water is literally going to their cells, and it's like the grief can't go up back. Your kidney meridian's backed up. So finding where the kidney meridian is in your hands and rubbing it, doing even rubbing your hands and your feet, you're getting all the meridians. All of those things are going to help flush you physically, mentally, emotionally, and again, add more of that passion into your life. Okay?
Wonderful. Could you give me that website again, Spiritual
What? SpiritualSingles.com.
Oh, okay.
If you have any trouble, just email, and this is for anybody, questions, whatever, my email is union1111@yahoo.com. Okay?
Thank you so much.
You're welcome, honey. Bye-bye.
All right. Thanks very much. And Carrie, do you think we have time to hit up Janet real fast for
just
a quick one? All right. We only have a couple minutes left in the show.
Yep.
Janet is calling in from North Seattle. She wants to buy a friend's house. She just wants to know maybe what are the steps are to secure it. It's been on the market for a little bit, but she wants to see if it's going to work out for her. So, Janet, welcome to the Carrie O'Connor Show.
Oh, hello. And thank you, Carrie. Yeah, I was preparing to go sell my house and move up and help my folks out in their senior years. And then they decided to go to a senior retirement center. So I thought, well, what to do with this energy? And then I had two injuries to my knee the past week, and I've had trouble with the knee before. So my house has 9 steps up. It's hard to do. And I thought, gee, I wonder if now Linda's house has gone through probate and maybe it's on the market. So I went over to see if I remembered how many steps, right? Yes, it's 3 steps up, and I tried them out, and it's real easy for me.
Uh-huh.
And it was on the market. It had the real estate sign out in front.
Uh-huh.
So I've had a talk with one mortgage agent. It wasn't so great. I thought owning my house free and clear that's more valuable than her house, I thought it'd be a cinch to get a bridge loan. But it's not quite a cinch, and I'm feeling an urgency to secure it before someone else does. So what are the steps that will succeed for me if this is the right house for me?
Well, the first thing is say that's the direction and that's the house that you want, or that we're doing it this way. Janet, and this is really an important thing for everybody. You're getting the information, meaning the feel of it, the steps, so you're, but be willing to say that house or something that's better and that's more up, more my alley as far as even cost wise or it's, something that is even, again, better than that house. So, yes, you have the desire. And because what I watched your energy as you were talking, instead of we want to have our arms open to infinite possibilities, and it shut down and went right to Linda's house. And so that means that you're closing off other infinite possibilities, and that will also make it harder to bridge the things over. Doesn't mean that you're not necessarily going to get Linda's house, but you want to make sure that your arms are open and that your thought pattern is that this house or better, you know what I mean? So that you're open to the infinite possibilities, and that going to the place of knowing that if you're not getting this one, that there's one out there that you could get at a better cost, easier, and again, maybe even one stair, you know, and a more cost. So, I mean, more cost. So taking the steps to see what's there, but also be willing to see what's in and around the area, what else is out there, and let Linda's house could have been a catalyst for you to find the other home. So, and again, it doesn't necessarily mean that you're not going to get that house, but I just am really being urged to tell you to be wide about it, meaning you're taking in the information, which is your desires, which your preferences, and this is important for all of us to not say it has to be that one and only that one. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Because you see other loans, that's where it's your owning your own home seems to open up and come in and handy. It's also much into the flower that has all these petals where it could be even a different loan. I'm not a loan officer, and so that is more, again, up your alley, or it has it's better for you. So I'd get that information checked to see out what is out there that is similar to her house, and it's a big green light, so you're moving one way or another, and that's good. We're going to close off, and I want to say thank you for listening.